Welcome. I always enjoy introductions because when I was growing up, there was something called the Saturday Review of Literature. I don't think there are many people old enough to remember that, but it was a little pretentious magazine, and it had a cartoon strip in it called Through Hi History with J. Wesley Smith. And J. Wes, you're nodding. You remember that? J. Wesley Smith was this hysterical cartoon character, always said the wrong thing at the wrong time. And my favorite cartoon, which I'll never forget, is J. Wesley Smith introducing a speaker in ancient Egypt in the middle of an ocean of pyramids. And he says, "Pyramids rise and fall, but the words of our Pharaoh will live forever," as he's introducing Pharaoh. And that's pretty much a good thing to remember whenever one launches on a grand scheme of saying very important things to an audience. It brings you down to earth. The theme that, of course, we announced was "What Me Worry." Should people worry about what their kids might be missing by not going to a traditional school? And the reason for that theme tonight is because that's a common worry. It's something that people hear about all the time, including people who have made that leap over the apparently risky chasm. I hope that you'll be convinced by the end of the evening that it's not a risky chasm after all. It's the opposite, but we'll see. Especially those who make that leap over the chasm, they've got to be thinking, well, was it really right to make that leap? Aren't my kids missing something by not going to traditional schools? And a lot of kids feel that worry too, who come to the school. They get it from their peers. They get it transmitted from anxious parents, even though most parents you talk to will insist that they are not at all anxious and they don't put any pressure on their kids and they never mention it. But I always remind parents that what they have to remember about the relationship between children and parents is that if a parent raises an eyebrow, that's enough to send a very, very significant message to a kid. You don't have to say, "I'm really worried about you." All you have to do is say, "What did you do in school today?" And the message is very, very clear.